Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dr. Daniel C. Rockingham. Using dedication, confidence, and respect, you have used great judgment in listening to Wrestling Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially with dedication, confidence, and respect. This is Wrestling Cheers. We like to talk about things going on in the Northeast Ohio independent wrestling scene. We preview shows, we review shows, and sometimes we even have interviews along the way. This is an interview episode. I am your host. I am Summers, a.k.a. formerly known as Heavy Set, and we are brought to you by the Trending Topics Network, Midwest Territory, and Key on Sports. Please rate, review, wherever you're listening to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. If you want to find us on all your social media, well, do it, please. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose a desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. We have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. Like I said, this is an interview episode, and I am sitting across from, live in the home studio of mine, we have Dr. Daniel C. Rockingham.
Hello, how are you today?
How are you doing? How's,
I'm good, I can't complain. It's a rather cold day in Cleveland, and but you know it's the world we live in.
Yeah, it's just that time of the year. We're like the light is at the end of the tunnel because we're in March.
40 degrees one day, and then it goes back to like feels like negative 14 the next.
Yeah,
it's just like that super March weather.
And the thing that I do like every morning when I wake up before I walk outside to let the dog out, I check my watch to see what the temperature is, and I know if it's 20, I have to like bundle up. But if it's anything above that, I can go much lighter, especially, like, later in the day when I'm driving. It just can get way too fucking hot.
Yes.
And I have to, like, peel half the shit off. But I'm like, oh, if it's 20, if it gets too hot, roll down the window just a little bit, and I'm fine. I don't have to freaking delayer.
When that sun's beating in the car, it's, like, makes it, like, 20 to 30 degrees hotter.
Imagine having, like, even bigger windows.
Oh, yeah, because you're in the truck.
Yeah, like, there's so much more.
Getting it real warm.
Like, I get the, what they call it, like, a farmer's tan, but it's always, like, my left arm. If I'm wearing t-shirts, or it's, you could tell, this is the side that gets it, and then on my other side, it's, like, nothing.
Life of a truck driver.
Or anybody pretty much on the road.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, man, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming. We've been talking about this for a while, trying to get me on. At least, like, every once in a while, you'd be like, hey, I want you on. Like, well, glad to be here.
I think the thing is, too, is there's so many people I want on. But seeing how I balance it between, like, preview and reviewing shows and interviews, that, like, it's always not the perfect time.
Right.
And I know we finally, like, pulled the trick on this, which I'm so happy on. But trust me, there's, like, I have a list of people in my phone that it's like, okay, I want to have these people on, but, like, when? And, like, you were very early on. I was just like, listen, I want to. I just don't know when it's going to happen.
Right. Now here we are.
How long have you been with AIW? Like, here's the thing. Unlike Caden, because Caden has a great fucking memory. To me, years just blend together. And, like, I was there for your debut match. But can I tell you what fucking year it was? No.
I remember what show it was.
Was it Fresh Meat?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yep, that was it. I started, my first show I ever went to was when Don dropped the title at the Dennis Stamp show.
Okay.
That was the first show I ever went to.
Really?
Yes, except if you count the WrestleRama shows for PWO. Like, I was at those.
I mean, you can count those, but AIW, like, but, for me...
Yeah, like, that was, like, my only taste in independent wrestling until...
Okay, yeah, because you're in the card back, so I guess that makes sense.
So that was the only thing I really had seen, and then I went to an AIW show with my cousin randomly, and then the next show was the Gauntlet for the Gold, and literally, like, the next week, I trained. Like, I just went to the school. It was, like, I just had, like, a little fire under me, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to do this. They have a school, they have students that do stuff, like...
Yeah.
Here we go, and I joined the school then.
What was your memories of that Autorama show? Like with of the wrestling.
The only thing that I honestly remember, and it sounds super silly because it's the only wrestler my dad remembers from that too, is Ben Boone. It was like the Sons of Michigan or the Boys from Michigan. Like my dad, before I started wrestling, he would be like, remember when we went to the Autorama, we saw that? Like, you saw those dudes from Michigan? And not, he would always bring that up. That was the only thing I remember.
Like, yeah. I mean, everybody has those things that they remember. But I can only imagine, like, not knowing in wrestling. Because even before I became a fan, I think the first thing I remember seeing on TV was Resolution 4 highlights. And I've talked about ad nauseum. The first match I watched was highlights of Gargano, J-Pro, M-Dog.
And that triple threat.
Yeah. What a way to fucking start.
Oh, yeah.
Of those three. But I think about a year before, I was, like, flipping through the channels, and I think it was, like, Resolution 3 highlights were on. And, like, my exact reaction was, like, why would I want to watch this? I was even talking to my ex, and I'm like, why would people watch this? Like, it's, these people are, like, nobodies. 1 year later, like, I had a complete mind change on everything, and I vaguely remember that. I'm like, wow. I can't say I hated them, but I was just like, this is dumb. And, like, 1 year later, like, oh, let's go to this show now.
Right. With a complete 180.
Yeah. So then, what was the reason you started going to AIW?
You
mentioned your cousin.
Yeah. So my buddy that does my theme song, PJ North, he's a singer. He moved to Nashville recently. He was a huge independent wrestling fan. And like me and him, like he drag races as well, like as my family does. So like I kind of met him through that. And then I found out he was into wrestling. So the one day randomly he messaged me. He's like, hey, do you want to go to the show in Dayton? So I drove down and I met him and I hung out with him in Columbus for a while because that's where he used to live. Mm. And then we watched PWG, like one of the, like, I forget which Bola, but we watched like a random, you know, DVD of PWG.
Yeah.
And then drove to the Ring of Honor show in Dayton in 2015.
Okay.
And then that was, and on the way home, he told me about like, oh, you got this place in Cleveland. They've got like awesome shows and they do stuff and you should check it out. And I did. And, you know, my cousin, he's a big wrestling fan too. He comes sporadically now. They used to come, him and his buddies used to come all the time to the shows, but they, but like me and my cousin went to the first show and then we got a group of us to go to the second one. So that's pretty much like my, like push into anything that wasn't WWE was like a random Ring of Honor show I went to. Like, and I remember like Aeroform was on it. Like I remember like that was like, and like, Alberto Del Rio was on it. Like those are really the only couple things I remember.
Okay.
Which is sad. I looked back at the cage match, like listing of those matches recently, and I saw, and I forget what a handful of them were, but they were like a bunch of like random names that like you know now, but all sporadically like placed through different promotions now.
Mm-hmm. That's I think the crazy thing about like living in this area for so long. Like I mean, I've you know lived here my whole life, but then once finding out about AIW and formerly PWO when that was around, it's like, oh, like we have great independent wrestling. And as I know, a lot of people used to like shit on PWO. I was like, it's like your WWE version of independent wrestling. Not like, oh, it's your big and baddest, worst, best thing ever. It's on TV, and I could say to anybody around here, set your DVR, watch it.
Right.
And you have great names. Like, what a way to enter independent wrestling.
Right.
And then AIW, I always compared to the ECW, where it's like, it's a little bit more edgy. The main event of my first show was Pondo versus Masada.
Oh yeah, that's a little more edgy than
yeah,
like than Fontaine versus you know whoever the babyface was at the time.
who did I see him go up against? I want to say it was Jason Bayne, but I don't think so.
Jason Andrew Bayne, as Tracy Smothers once called him, and Cleveland All Pro. We watch that video probably once every other road trip now.
Okay.
But it's every Tracy Smothers promo in Cleveland All Pro. And is the funniest thing every time. Everyone knows exactly how every promo goes, but it's still hilarious.
Yeah. I miss Smother. And I say that because every time he gets booked, I can't make it and all this shit. But he had like so many great, like small moments. Like I like Wrestling Road Diaries 3 where he talks about Fontaine and he just calls him Justin.
Oh yeah. All right. Listen here, Justin.
Yeah.
Whoa. Because
I think it was like when he lost his keys and everything. And like there's another promo or something where he talks about, oh, Justin was a bear. Like talking about old wrestling when he went up against Fontaine as a bear. And I'm like, ah. Oh,
I wrestled Justin as a bear?
Yeah. Fucking, I mean, I love Fontaine, but I love like that kind of shit with Smothers too. And the pocket of the crowd that hates Smothers, I'm like, why?
He's like, it's a gimmick. It's not, but it is. Like, it's just like, it's him just being super silly.
Yeah.
Like, and it may not be on purpose, but like it's like still like his act is great and he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. And what was it? I seen it live and then I went back on independentwrestling.tv and watched it like I don't know how many months. Him versus Cabana. It was Dead Presidents.
Okay. I had never watched that one.
Oh, God. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to. Last I knew it was on independent wrestling.
I think it still is.
When like you see the graphics, start a timer.
Oh, it's one of those.
And then it's how long before they actually get to wrestling. The promo stuff back and forth is crazy. Like, I know I was live tweeting about it. I'm like, I don't remember it being this long, but then I do. Like, like that was the one I think where like a sword came, maybe a sword or something.
Was it longer than Smothers and Grado from the Brooklyn show?
I want to say yes. That's one of my favorite shows ever.
Oh, yeah. That was a great show.
Love that show. But, like, in between that match and Cabana and Kikutaro. But just Smothers telling a little girl, don't become a rat.
That's insane. It's still one of the moments I'll remember forever. My mom walked out of that match. My mom left. And my dad goes, I guess we have to leave now.
Because of Smothers? Or because of...
Just the whole, you know, obnoxiousness of the whole thing. My mom tapped out. She's like, yeah, we got to go. She promptly grabbed my sisters and left. I was like, oh, geez.
Were you on that show?
Yeah, me and Josh Singh versus the Weird World.
Okay, yes.
That's when Josh got fireballed.
Yeah. That seems so long ago, but at the same time, it wasn't.
I recently saw Josh Singh right before a mega show.
Mm-hmm.
We were all getting something to eat, and Josh at the table next to us.
Wow.
So I was like, what a small world that like we're both here at the exact same time.
Yeah. So do you still have any of the aftermath of Dr. Dad?
Every once in a while. Pro Wrestling Explosion in Philly, I got called Dr. Dad by like one person.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's lived on for as long as it has.
Yes. What started out as a harmless joke of Thorne tweeting that it was my bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
One Saturday before or Friday before a sup show.
Yeah.
Just randomly turned into I'm a dad and I'm married and this and that and the other.
Yeah.
And just spiraled out of control like most things do.
That was like recently, like re-listening to your episode of Kick Out of 2 and like that came up. And wow, because that was like fresh not that long afterwards.
Right.
Within, I think, 6 months.
It was within, yeah, I would say within like four. Because yeah. That was December last year. August was when, what the?
It wasn't last year. That was 2017.
Dr. Dad thing?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Because when... Peel back behind the curtain. If you go back and listen to that episode, that is right after Jesse and them found out that I had all their accounts blocked from my personal one and Wrestling Cheers, and they vaguely talk about it in the intro.
I remember. I do. I just don't believe that it was 2017.
It was the end of 2017 because we buried the hatch at the beginning of 2018.
Okay, no, that does make sense. Okay. Yes, because... Yep, all right, I got it. Because I was trying to go back, rack my brain literally for a second. I was like, how long ago did I read 'Twas Night Before Christmas on their podcast?
Yeah.
It was not this past Christmas, but the one before. There we go. All right.
So that's probably what you were thinking last year, as in like,
yes.
We just had Christmas. Yep. But, okay, yes. I get right. That. But
sorry for racking our brains literally live on a podcast, guys.
In between like that and the brief period of time when we started Dr. Deathmatch.
Yep, that was the thing. I didn't want to play up to it at WrestleRager and Swag. I was like, why not? I'm like, because I'm not supposed to give them what they want.
That's true.
And then I took skewers and thumbtacks, and he crushed me with a garbage can as hard as he could.
But it wasn't that show that we started at. It was...
No, that was Me Against Justice.
That's right. That's right. That was fun.
That was... He plays for keeps, but that was probably one of the most fun matches I ever had. The Man Justice, that was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was last.
Yeah,
that this was past year
at the
Grado and
Grado and Nick's Excellent Adventure, or Nick and Dick's Excellent Adventure, right? Because they,
it was Dick and Grado's Excellent.
Yeah, then Grado canceled because of a death in the family.
Yeah.
And they changed the name.
Nick and Dick.
Yeah,
I kind of miss the Dr. Dad stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I think Dr. Deathmatch was actually like, okay, we got that got over. Let's just try this, because I think that it didn't mean we were just bullshitting. It was like, oh, we got to copy that. It was just like, I don't know, Dr. Deathmatch.
Yeah, it just kind of flowed. It was around for a while. It goes, just, you know, everything runs its course. That did, you know, for a while. Now I'm, you know, kind of trying to, you know, refine myself. So you guys will have something new to chant eventually.
How about toilet paper?
I don't know where it keeps disappearing and then coming back and disappearing and coming back. And
because I forget to bring it.
Come on. But it's not always your call. Well, if people dislike me enough to throw it at me, you think they would, you know, fund it themselves.
And not to mention, after this last show, it had been like how long? Because as we record, this is before 7-year itch. But it felt like a while. So, like, I know I was out of the loop. And someone, like, messaged me at the beginning of the show. Oh, do you remember toilet paper? I'm like, nope. Totally fucking forgot. But, of course, I've said before, I'm not the only one that has to remember.
No.
Other people can remember.
Well, if you enjoy throwing it, bring it. And goes, that's why I was like, totally expecting to get it thrown at me. That's why I ducked and covered.
I don't know. We've had a crazy luck in Akron.
Yeah.
Because there was the one that we had a lot, and that was you versus Thorne. Kevin Thorne.
Yes.
And we didn't have the proper introductions. It was you getting chased outside of the ring.
And yes, and then you guys just all threw it at once.
I don't know. I was wanting the big, like...
Sorry, they did throw it at me at Revenge in Erie.
Oh, okay.
Because Puff runs in the back and goes, they're throwing toilet paper at you. Is that cool? I'm like, my music's playing, I guess. I don't know. It's too late now. And I come out and I get like 5 or 6 rolls thrown at me. I was like, all right, this is fine.
I mean,
it was only during a Royal Rumble, too, so I'm sure everyone was thrilled.
Oh, okay. Oh, thought of that.
I have no idea.
Because that's the crazy thing. Like, when it comes to toilet paper in wrestling, I feel like there's... Well, when a wrestler owns it in that territory, in that promotion, no one can take it.
Right.
Like, in AIW, it's you. And I know in other organizations, Derek gets it.
Yep.
And I know in other organizations, MJF gets it.
Yeah, MJF gets it, you know... Probably.
I think that's going to really catch on with him.
Oh, yeah.
But that's your thing here,
mm-hmm.
whether you like it or not. But
I mean, I enjoy it. It's fun. It's anything to get anyone, you know, involved. You just got to, you know, buy into the you know, the fun of the you know, atmosphere of the show. Yeah.
What about when they put lotion on it?
I remember I turn around. I'm like, something smells. And I just remember Brian Carson going, just take your jacket off. Don't freak out. Just put it on the ring post. It's going to be fine. Like, what happened? Is there like a spider on me or something? Like, what am I doing? Like, I had no idea. I just all of a sudden like...
Was it Carson or was it Singh? Because I thought it was at that show.
No, it was at the Team Cans versus Team Johnny show.
Okay. Now I remember. Because I was right by him when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember watching him pump it onto this toilet paper roll. He's like, watch it. I thought it was at that show. But now that you mention it, it does sound right at Mount Carmel. For some reason, I was picturing it at that other church.
That was the first show, I think, officially that toilet paper happened. Because like people threw stuff at me when I won that match at Hell on Earth, that, you know, 2 shows before that.
Yeah.
But then I think that was like the first official toilet paper.
I think that was Biggins. Show.
That might have. That sounds like a Biggins thing.
Seriously, it was like, yeah. Oh, hey, got this toilet paper. Throw it at Dr. Dan. All right. Like we're past God, that's the first time I remember it happening.
That I owe a lot to that guy. He was a big Dr. Dan supporter in the beginning.
What's your favorite memory of Biggins?
I would have to, like, one of my favorite ones, just because, like, it's sentimental, was, like, the last time we all were together,
mm-hmm.
was we drove back. He went to Alpha One with us the last couple times. Like, me and Dom and Alex Daniels went up there. So it was, like, we would go up there together and come back down, and, like, that was a fun, like random car experience. We would just get a big rental and just drive up there and back. It was like that was a lot of fun. And then when there's a story that there's a Cinemark employee came into one of our promo sessions accidentally when we were at the old garage,
mm-hmm.
and he cut a better promo than one of our students because he refused to cut a promo at the time and he was so scared.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cinemark guy walked in and like started talking about like, you know, all this, like just rambling on like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And Biggins is like, he got a better promo than you. And you didn't even cut one. I like just stuff like that. It was great.
That's fucking classic. Every so once in a while, I'll run into something that'll just remind me of him, whether it be a picture or whatever, or even just some of these late shows and just remembering is like some of the randomness about him. I loved going up to, like, because he always had the gimmick table set out perfectly.
Oh, yeah. And that's why, like the student that handles it now, Kat, she does it. And I'm just like, it looks just like Biggins would have it because she has it, like, literally all set up like a flea mm-hmm. market.
Yeah.
Like, it looks exactly the same.
I remember, like, any time I was looking for something, I just asked him whether he had it or not. And the last thing that I remember asking was the first issue of the Ultimate Warrior comic book, which... Yes, I have on the wall.
Oh, look at that.
But Biggins didn't find me that. Because he had so much shit, every time I would remind him he'd be right before a show, he was tied up.
Right.
Like, he's like, I'll try to find it later. And this was literally at the beginning of 2016. Yeah, it was beginning of 2017, mm-hmm. right before he passed. Or say before he got sick.
Right.
So he never got to find it. And then at the Akron con show, I happened to flip through them, found two of them.
Huh.
And I was like, holy shit. And that one I got a good deal. Was there was one that had an address label on it and one that didn't. But they were like, yeah, we're trying to get rid of some shit. So I got a little cut on it. So I was like, fine, I'll fucking take it. But that to me, I have that because that was the last thing I said, hey, Biggins, do you have this? Yeah. Can you find it? I'll try. But
I remember him always before shows putting DVDs together and doing, the check-in list for all the people to get in. And
yeah.
He would be texting me or Dom at 3 a.m. Hey, you guys up? Doing DVDs. What are you guys doing? We're sleeping.
And then the other thing, which I don't know if I've talked about on this show, but it was the when I won the date with Veda.
Okay.
And I spent $270.
All right.
And then handing him that money.
He was like, thank you.
Oh, he was so excited. And there's a picture of him with all the money spread out. And I have it somewhere. But he's just grinning fucking teeth because he's like, oh, yeah. We got $270 and we didn't do anything. And then they end up having two more date auctions because that one went so fast. It was Heidi and Jimmy Jacobs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi, I forget what she brought in, but Jacobs was $30.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a lot. But Biggins, I don't know, that could be a question I have with a lot of people. But we talk a little bit about, Dr. Dad and all this other stuff. I got a question. And this is something I did pick up from the kick out of 2, and I was like, I wonder what the updated answer to this is. What pamphlet number are you on?
4 or 5?
Okay, I think that's rough. I think you're like 3 or 4.
Yeah, it goes, then I've got to be at 5. And if you look at my pamphlet now, it's a pamphlet in a pamphlet in a pamphlet on the front. I'm slowly pamphlet inceptioning myself.
Oh, okay.
One of my friends on my Facebook pointed it out, and I was super surprised because she was the first one to actually be like, are you holding a picture of you holding a tinier picture of you? I'm like, yes, absolutely. People have caught on it before, but no one's outright called me out on it online before until my friend did.
So it's basically you holding a picture of
every time the previous pamphlet. Yes.
So then on the cover of that is you. Okay.
Exactly. So it's just slowly. It's I think I'm in myself 4 times.
That's nuts. I've never noticed it. But then again, the rate that you go through them, and I don't always get one.
Mm-hmm.
So when they change, I don't get to see it.
And then I have one exclusive one that I use for Alpha 1 as well, that for me and Jim Nye.
I was going to say, is it partially in French?
No, it is not. Because we're not in Montreal, man.
I know.
We're not that far east. We're not that into the French yet.
What? How are the Alpha 1 trips? Because that's something I want to go to Canada. I mean, for Alpha 1, and then there's a fuck ton of other shit. Mainly snack food I want to go for.
Mm-hmm.
And poutine.
Poutine is good.
Really want to go for poutine.
I'm really going to be sad when I can't get it this Sunday.
Why?
Yeah, I'm cutting down on a diet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
Got to stay strong.
Dude, I was like, are they discontinuing? What the fuck's going on?
No.
Is there no poutine Sunday?
My favorite fast food item up there is New York and Fries, the pulled pork poutine.
Oh, that sounds so good. And I got I got Canadian friends, and they're actually from Montreal.
Mm.
So I was bullshitting with about stuff like that. And even they've told me, if you go to a place in Canada and don't pronounce it poutine, you pronounce it, I forget exactly how, they're they'll think you're Canadian. Because, I don't know, for them, they're that's the proper way to pronounce it. I'm like, oh, all right, man. I just want to try it.
Just give me some poutine, man.
There was a Canadian place that had it around Mount Carmel. I always wanted to go, but no one wanted to go with me.
Huh.
It's literally right down the road. Probably walking distance, right by the Family Dollar.
That's not far at all.
No.
You could have went.
I don't know. I could still go, but
yeah, I'm probably, but those off one trips are fun. It's kind of a revolving door of people I've gone with. Cause originally it was myself and Frankie Flynn.
Yeah.
And then it was myself and Alex Daniels and then Dom and then sporadic, different people. And now,
yeah,
it ended up now. Then for a while it was me, Greg and Ricky. And then now it's just last couple trips been me by myself just because bookings and stuff just haven't lined up. I've been in Pittsburgh when they were in Chicago.
Yeah.
Or I've been in Jersey when they're in somewhere else. So we just have to drive in from other places. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes, last couple trips I've been, you know, going at it alone, just going up there, which it's, you know, it's just got to be in a different mindset when you're driving alone rather than, you know, driving with other people. A lot of podcasts.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir here, but.
It's quiet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Now, with you driving all day on the road alone.
Oh, I'm so used to it. Even when I went down to Sup and I can't remember the other place down in southern Indiana.
Paradigm?
No. Same building. They're no longer
PWF?
Around. PWF? Yes. It's like, I know it, but now I don't hear it as much anymore. I'm starting to lose it. But no, like both times it was like, I know roughly how to get there and I'm going to just throw something on. Like, I think I was behind on, or didn't even really get a chance to start listening to Major Wrestling Figure Podcast yet. Mm-hmm. I was like a couple episodes in, chipping away, and that whole trip, I just listened to that. Like, I listened on a Honey episode, just straight down, straight back. And then I don't remember what I listened to when I went to Sup. A lot of shit. But some of your favorites.
Podcasts?
Yeah.
I like Monday Morning Podcast with Bill Burr.
Okay.
The Burtcast. Mm-hmm. I listen, the only way I get caught up in sports is if I ever listen to, like, Around the Horn or Pardon the Interruption. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the how I...
I love, like, I was actually, when I was making dinner tonight, I was catching up on BT. I was like two episodes behind.
Because I listened to that just to, like, at least check in and see what's going on in the sports world. Mm-hmm. And then I listen to, like, the typical wrestling ones. I've got Edge and Christian Show. I've got the AIW podcast I do listen to. Yours, Wrestling Cheers. Cheap plug for your own show.
Yeah, you didn't do that on Kick Out of Tube, by the way. Well, I'm just saying. That's fine. I don't care.
I'm trying to think what else. What was the one I've been listening to lately? Hold on,
I will say, like, when it comes to, like, sports stuff, like, PTI is, like, downright my favorite. Like, what? It's pretty much the TV show. You're talking 20 minutes a pop. The only thing that ever sucks is when whoever edits it doesn't edit out the commercials or will, like, do the same segment twice.
Yeah.
And I go, how the fuck do you do that? I don't, like, I would just have that recently where all of a sudden it was segment one, segment two again. And they didn't have, like, the final segment. I'm like,
yeah, or what the fuck? Or you click on it and then it's Highly Questionable with Dan Le Batard.
Yeah, or, and I hate, or Around the Horn.
Because Le Batard is the worst.
Yeah, I hate him too.
I don't know who's worse, him or Windhorst.
Lately, like, I love PTI, but when I first started listening, I was like, I'm a Bears fan, so I was like, I really gravitated towards Wilbon. I've gotten to a point where I'm just like, Wilbon, shut the fuck up about Chicago. No one cares. And I'm like, I kind of like Tony more now.
I'm split. I like him equally. I like Tony maybe a little more, but that's just me.
I love his corny jokes.
Oh, they're great.
The Uranus ones, love it.
Great.
Every time.
Penguin Dance, my favorite.
Or some sort of, like, because the beginning when they have all the jokes of, like, oh, something happened with Betty White. Like, oh, she was at my house. Wow. Like, it's just something like that where just like, I'm having sex.
They unearthed a 65-million-year-old dinosaur skeleton. Oh, really? Because I thought so-and-so was still alive. Hey-o. And that's how they just kick it off. It's great.
Such a fun show. Oddly enough, most of those podcasts you listen to, I kick out of too. Like, I'm like, threatening to throw that back up, but it's just, it is cool to see, like, through time when people, like, get out of one podcast, maybe into another one.
Mm-hmm. And I started, like, I listened to, like, the Conrad one, so I listened to, like, Pritchard. And Bischoff and Shivani. And then, like, I'll, like, listen to, like, random, like, Wrestlers and Friends With podcasts. Like, I just started listening to Off the Hop Rope with CPA, Smart Mark Sterling.
Oh, yeah. They,
and Top Shelf Troy Nelson.
Because that's related to the Major Wrestling Figure. They always have a commercial for it at the end.
Yeah.
Like, as the outro. But it's because the dude who produces that show is part of the Off the Hop Rope. Yeah. Ah, what's that like?
It's good. It goes sometimes, like, when they, like, they'll talk about, like, a random tangent a little more than, like, what the match is going on. But I like that because, like, you kind of, like, you'll mostly know because it's mostly just well-known matches. So you don't have to, like, actually, like, watch the match to know what's going on. They'll talk about, like, the context of what's going on. Because this past week's was DIY versus Authors of Pain versus Revival ladder match. Mm-hmm. So they talked about, like, the beer and, like, they had three beers each. And they kind of, like, they do a good job of, like, theming the episode or whatever they're going off. Which I like a lot.
Yeah. I always hear, like, that commercial, but I think my whole thing is, like, if it's a watch-along, I don't know how many people are with me. I cannot get into watch-alongs, mainly because normally I'm, like, driving. Mm-hmm. And, like, you have to be really good at what you're doing. Because there's a couple amateur ones I've listened to, like, that friends have done, and it's just, you're not really a commentator, and it can tell.
Right.
And, like, you're not cutting out silences, and that's where I get annoyed, and, like, all of a sudden there's, like, 5 seconds of silence.
Yeah, 5, 10 seconds, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the voice comes back, and you're like, whoa.
it's not really woe. It's just like, you got to fill up the space, whether it's one thing or another. But I know people, I do know people listen to him. And I think I asked like on Twitter one day, and I got more responses than I thought. But me personally, it's not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think with the Conrad shows.
If you want to hear one that goes off the rails, listen to the Royal Rumble one from this year.
Mm-hmm.
They've got like 9 or 10. They've got at least like 10 people on the episode.
Wow.
And it like every Royal Rumble entrant, another person hops on the podcast and one gets off. So it's always just this rotating random assortment of people. It's great. Like MJF's on it. like there's so many like VSK from Massage Envy's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so many like random people that are like on it. It's great.
My big thing with Conrad, and I don't know if I mentioned this before or not, to me it's just those episodes for like some of those shows are just way too long.
Yes, they're good for a road trip. If I know like my road trip's like 3 or 4 hours, like that's perfect. I'll turn it on. Some of their ones recently have been shorter, which is nice. But like this past week's was again like another 3 hour one, which I don't mind. Like I listen to them all the time. So
yeah, I think with me it's I have like you could say a podcast diet of like I know I got like this day, this, and like I listen to a local radio show in Canton. And I listen to their podcast, like the show that I missed when I was sleeping. So then it's like, I know I got that, I got this. And then like Thursday's the dump day, as I like to call it, of just so many wrestling podcasts drop on Thursday.
Almost all of them.
And we were formerly on Friday. Then someone was like, could you like change it to Thursday? Because that's when I listen to all my wrestling podcasts. And I'm like, all right, give me an extra day. Like people listen to it actually before shows. I'm like, fine, right. I'll do it. But good God. Like that's the day that I know. That's going to be most of my Thursday. That's going to be most of my Friday. And then if there's any extra time throughout the week, the next week, I'll try to listen to them. But that,
it's hard to catch up on them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes like I'll look and I'll be like diligent listening to Caban's podcast. And then like 1 week, I'll just fall behind. And the next thing I know, I'm like 3 behind. I'm like, how did this happen?
The thing that I like about his, though, with the recent format change, he now can do episodes easily under an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Like he'll... Like, I was behind 3 episodes. The middle episode was the live from the Jericho Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like an hour. So fine, whatever. But the other two were like half hour, 40 minutes. And I'm like, oh, like, I can get through that real easy. No problem. And that's 2 episodes. Boom, done. But I think I got the latest one. Actually, fuck, I'll have 2 tomorrow to listen to, but on top of that one. But yeah. And it's the thing, too, is like me, I think it was last year, I cut out all the big name interview podcasts because most of them just became repeats.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if Jericho and Stone Cold, which were the main two I would listen to, if they would both have Mick Foley on.
It'd be the same interview.
It would be pretty much some of the same shit. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting tired of it. Like, half the time I would just zone out driving. And then I'm like, what the fuck are they even talking about?
Yeah, I forgot. I'm listening to Defunctland. That's a rabbit hole I fell down recently.
Okay.
For some...
You talk about that on the Kick Out of Two. Just the
I do?
YouTube.
Okay.
But not the podcast. Like, yeah. I've questioned about that because the YouTube stuff, all... kind of go down that hole. The big thing that pushed me even towards the Disney shit, I've even told him about this, when Ethan Page went to Japan.
Right.
And he took all those videos of him and Disney, all of a sudden my YouTube on my TV like started recommending Disney videos. Stuff. And then like next thing I know, like I there's so
it's
many
5 different... a.m. and you're like, what am I doing? Looking up why this caricature at the park looks like this.
What are or the Disney food guy, that's one that like pops up a lot of like, oh, these are things you don't do. And like these are some of the most expensive things. These are the differences between the two. And I'm like, I've never wanted to go to Disney until I hit my 30s. And now I really want to go. So
you might be able to next year, WrestleMania. You know, it's in Tampa, so it's not that far away.
I mean, it was in Orlando when I didn't go.
No, well, true.
I was close though. I had to bring stuff back to Steve Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's roughly where they were. Was like right around Disney.
I didn't even go to Steve's that year. I was just at me and Dom had a Motel 6 right by Universal.
With Bishop?
Or yeah.
With Bishop's? Yep. Yeah. That was the first day I met Bishop.
Really?
Yes. Because at that time he was just, you know.
He was just young Josh.
Yeah, young Josh. Was he Josh number 2 for a while?
I don't even remember.
I just remember hearing about young Josh and all this shit. And then that's when.
I think we were just more stating a fact that he was young and his name was Josh.
Yeah. He had to meet us because that Biggins got sick.
Yep.
Me, Kevin Watson, we packed our car.
At the hotel? Is that where you met him?
No, we met him outside of, right in front of the big WWF championship that they had by that one lake.
Oh, okay.
That's where, like, he found a place to park. We just, like, swap shit. But, because I think that's where I was when I was talking to him, or that wasn't too far from, I don't remember. But that was the first time I met him.
Okay. That whole week was a long week. It was a long 6 days.
I wasn't down there that long, but it was still long. On our way down there, we were taking Watson's car. His car broke down.
Oof.
Started having, like, all these issues. And it was, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. We ended up having to get a tow. Luckily, the place that they towed it to wasn't that far away, so cut down on cost. And they had to, I don't even remember what was wrong with it, but that killed literally a couple hours. And at this point, I'd been up like 17, 18 hours, maybe? I can't remember. I just remember by the time we got back to the hotel, I was wide awake. Then Joey Janela's spring break was that night.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm too fucking tired. I gotta go to sleep. People are like, why didn't you go? I'm like, because I was up like 20, I don't remember how many hours. I was like, I'm tired. And, like, I was, like, tracking my sleep a lot around that time with my watch. Like, that was, like, the best sleep I had gotten in for a while. Like, I slept, like, 9, 10 hours.
There you go. That makes for a good night.
Then the next day was my birthday, and I think I woke up 5 in the morning ready to go to fucking WrestleCon.
That's about the time I went to bed that night, after we set up for WrestleCon.
Oh, God. That was such a fun year. Yeah, that's how I met Joshua Bishop. Okay, before we continue on, we're going to go really quick to this commercial break.
Wake up every morning, get yourself out of bed, and look in the mirror, and realize that you don't recognize the person looking back at you. You don't feel as whole as you should. You feel about half empty. You get in your car and go about your daily activities, and you think about all the opportunities that you missed. Opportunities you didn't take. Doors you left closed instead of open. You think about all the things that you could have done and the things that you chose to do instead. Well, that's where I come in. My name is Dr. Daniel C. Rockingham, and I am not only a motivational speaker, but I am a personal development coach, and my three-principle system has changed the lives of countless people all over the world. I invite all of you to stay with me today and listen as I help you change your lives and give all of you a new beginning. But now you're asking yourself, Dr. Dan, are you going to tell us what the DCR system is? And I will tell you now. The three simple principles that change everyone's lives: dedication, confidence, and respect. D, C, and R. If one is dedicated to themselves, confident in oneself, and respectful of oneself, there is nothing that they cannot accomplish. Those three principles are the building blocks of anything you wish to achieve. If you just remember D, C, and R, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. But sometimes you feel that isn't enough. Sometimes you need to be a little more focused on the task at hand. But don't worry. To go along with dedication, confidence, and respect, you can always remember rule number one.
All right, and we're back. And one of the main topics I want to talk to you about is something that we've talked about privately a couple times, but it's not really talked about a lot with you. You are much like myself, a connoisseur? A collector of hats?
I would just say I just buy hats that I think are cool. I'm not like, I don't classify myself as a collector, but then when I see my quote-unquote collection, I'm like, whoa, I have bought a lot more hats than I thought I would ever own.
Yeah.
And like the ones I have a picture on my Instagram of like my hat shelf. And I've definitely have gotten more since then. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't count the ones that like didn't make it to my apartment that are like at my parents in like our barn and like just random totes. So I don't even have count of how many I have, but I know I have a lot.
I had a count, but I don't remember it anymore. It's more, it has to be to something I like.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, granted, I have like free hats that I've gotten like, oh, here, you won this or new company here. Here's our hat. I'm like, fine, whatever. But I'm huge into wearing hats of like sports of that season. Like that it's in. Like, for example, this is just me. I won't wear a football hat outside of NFL season. I won't wear a basketball hat outside of basketball season. And I won't wear a baseball hat outside of baseball season.
I'll wear whatever is either A, goes with what I'm wearing, which sometimes I'll match like my hat to what I'm wearing. if I wear one.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, with me, it just depends on just, like, what I grab. Like, I don't, like, actively think because, like, I have so many different Indians hats. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it really matters. Like, I've got, like, a bunch of different color variants, and I've got the 4th of July hats, and I've got, like, the Chief Wahoo hat. I've got the Block C. I've got the I. I've got, like, so many different mm-hmm. variations of, like, just the Indians hats, and I have, like, two Browns hats, and it, then I've got, like, different baseball teams I like, and sometimes I get, like, the weird logo ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've got, like, the Diamondback spring training hat from 90, or from 2001, where it's, like, the snake with its mouth open with the baseball in it. And then I've got the Tampa Bay Rays spring training hat with the actual, like, the sun on it. And then I have the neon green Rays hat from, like, 99, 2000.
Okay.
It's, like, I've gotten, like, a bunch of random, like, stuff like that that I, like, collect. Like, I have a Rockies hat, like, a purple one. Like, I've got, like, different, like, not even, like, rhyme or reason of just, like, I like the colors or the look or the, you know, stuff. Like, the only hat I don't have that I think I quote-unquote want is there's a Blue Jays hat. Like, they used the logo for, like, 3 or 4 years. It was, like, the Blue Jay, like, in, like, the J, like, giving, like, a thumbs up or something. It was, like, they used that as an alternate logo for a couple years. I want to get that hat.
I feel like I knew somebody with that hat.
Because I'm sure I can find it, you know, pretty easily. It's just, like, it's not something I've, like, sought out. But I know, like, that's one of the hats, like, I want to get.
I know.
And it's, like, a random hat, but it's, like, something, like, I don't know, I like how the thing looks.
Are you big into the... Which you sounds like you were, but I want to just double check why am I asking, is, like, the color variation. For example, like, will you get an Indians hat that's, like, different colors? Like, maybe has, like, green?
I only have one. Okay. It's, like, mainly, like, gray, and it has, like, a blue outline of the C, and then the C is white.
Okay.
It goes, that's, like, the only, like, big color variant I have.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I know I'm big on, I like, for example, for baseball, I like the on-field stuff.
Yeah.
For some reason, I've always gravitated towards that, but if it's like the, oh, it's all going to be all black, or oh, it's going to be like a green color scheme, I'm like,
I always get the on-field. If they wore it like in a game, like that's usually what I'll wear, like a spring training hat or like a game hat. Like, I really don't get like the all black with the white logo or anything like that. That's like not my style.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a, like, it was cool to actually use it functionally, so I bought it. And then, like, I have random hats of like, like, oh, yeah, I do have minor league team hats, too. Like, I've got the Las Vegas Area 51s.
Okay.
I've got, like, one of those hats I found in Vegas last year. And then...
I have a couple of Rubber Ducks hats.
Yeah, I do have... I have a Rubber Ducks hat, too.
I'm so pissed. At one point, and this was, like, maybe a year or two before they did the name change, I had a really cool Akron Arrows hat. I wore it into where I was working at the time. All of a sudden, it came missing. Because I used to put my hats on top of the locker, and somebody came in, swiped it, and we think it was one of the temps that was happened to be there that day.
They just swiped it. Yeah, and it's gone
now. Like, you, I'm waiting for the Rubber Ducks to be like, all right, we're gonna like sell some vintage Akron Arrows merch. And
there's a warehouse we just found with all of it in it. Here we go.
Well, not even that. It's just like, oh, we'll reproduce it because I feel like, I mean, there might be people that still hate that name. I like it. And, like, I was so excited. I think the first season, I was like, I have to buy a Rubber Ducks hat. I bought two. One that I used to wear on the road with me, and it got beat fuck up because, like, sweat and everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dirty. They'll
destroy a hat.
Mm-hmm. So, but I still had another really good one, in which, I don't know if I've told this story here. I was in Nebraska wearing that hat. Because it was the middle of summer, loved the hat. And I went into a truck stop, had some Burger King, and a worker came up to me. He's like, is that an Akron hat? I'm like, not thinking of my hat. I'm like, Chris, I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, Akron? And I think of my hat, Rubber Ducks. Akron Arrows. I mean, not Akron Arrows. Rubber Ducks, yes. Yes, Akron. And he's like, oh, there's like a player, and I don't remember his name, that...
A player from there that was on the team?
Mm-hmm. And actually, I think at that point he got called up to the Indians. But I don't think he's on the team anymore. I have to, like,
research
tweets. Yeah. Because I like, tweeted about it, and I think he tweeted me back.
No, I've got a couple character hats. Like, I've got a Spider-Man one, the new logo from the Marvel, like, universe. Mm-hmm. It's like a gray hat with, like, the Spider-Man logo on it. And then I've got, like, a Stitch hat.
You love Stitch.
I do. Stitch is, I don't care what Mike Quackenbush says, Stitch is not the mid-carder of Disney characters. If you look at how much merch he has, how much merch he sells, and how visible he is at Disney World.
Yeah.
And how great he, like, he had television shows and, like, two feature movies and three straight to DVD.
Is he still that popular?
Yeah.
Like, I'll
Dom told me, he told me I was right. I fought him tooth and nail about this, and he told me I was right with how much merch Stitch has still at Disney.
I didn't watch Stitch until like a couple years ago. Because, I don't know, it's not getting around to when I was a teenager, and then...
Like the original movie?
Yeah. I didn't watch it until a couple years ago. It was...
Nah, come on.
It was okay, but I think... But I'm kind of comparing it to not when it came out. Because if I would have been... Like, obviously, all the other movies that were out, I could gauge it better.
Yeah.
Now when it comes to like a lot of the emotional stuff that I know that's trying to pull out of people... I mean, I could look at Stitch. Yes, he's like adorable, and he was a hit at that time.
Yes.
Like, much like you, my nephew, which granted, he's like 15 right now. He had a Stitch that he took everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my Stitch is on my dash. He's had like 147 miles on him. He sat to my dash like ever like before I started wrestling. So he's been through like two cars and he just sits on my dash. I literally have like told people when I go up and down the road for shows, they'll be like, "Is that a Stitch in your dash?" Yes, it is. Because he's got more miles on him than half the wrestlers I come across.
But I'm comparing, like, I was kind of comparing it to like movies now,
right?
And like the like some of the emotional shit, I don't think holds up as well because of we've had movies like Up and WALL-E and my favorite.
WALL-E's overrated. I'll just go on record for that.
And that's about Coco.
Was not ready for that. Okay. I watched that, you know, this fall, like this past fall, and I was not prepared because I had never seen it.
Went to the theater to go see it, and my girlfriend fell asleep while we were watching it. So she missed most of the movie. At that time, we had MoviePass, so I was just more like, well...
Rest in peace, MoviePass.
Yeah, well, kind of. We have Cinemia now, but that's different. But it was more like, well, you paid for your membership, so you pay for your ticket, you fall asleep. I don't care, that's fine, whatever. So that still got me. She kind of knew the ending a little bit, but not 100%. Like, but the emotion behind that last Remember Me, she didn't have it.
Right.
So then we moved here, got our TV, and one of the first things I bought was Coco 4K. And we watched it.
And got her?
Oh, like, she's looking at me, like, crying, and I'm fucking crying. Like, I've already seen it. Like, oh, like that. Movie gets me, and like, we can't say we joked about it, but literally like a week or so later, her grandmother passed away.
Oof.
And I even told her, I was like, well, good thing we watched that earlier. because you wouldn't be able to handle that, like, just going through an experience like that.
Yeah.
Oh, love that movie though. But anyway, going back to hats, I don't have like all of them out. Like, I'm trying to think of some of the ones that I have. One that I love, and I'm so happy that I found it. The thing that always annoyed me about the Indians hats, some year, I think it was like in the mid early 90s, they shrunk the fucking Chief Wahoo.
Oh, and it made it super small in the middle of the hat?
Yes.
Yep.
I end up buying on eBay an original New Era, like when it first started, fitted hat. Because that's the thing about me. I can't do snapbacks.
I was like that for a while. Now I can, but only if I can't find a certain hat in a fitted.
I feel like my head's too small. My head's too big. Hats are too small.
I'm the opposite. I've rather, like, the top of my head is super small.
Ugh. Like, if I put on the Cavs championship hat, I have to have it on two, whatever you want to call that, two nubs, two whatever. Because if you do one, it's like a joint and it bends.
Yeah.
So two, and like, even that's kind of tight. I hate it, but I think it's in between fitted hats fit better, and when my hair gets about as long as it is now, that ducktail will hang out the opening. Absolutely hate it, but I found an original New Era hat that was like the bigger logo. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then how many years ago, maybe it was 2017, New Era did a special series hat. It was called Opening Day, and it was the opening day of the stadiums, what the hats look like. And I have one, and it says Jacobs Field on the side. Actually, I can see the patch like right now through the crate. It says season 1999, the original logo, and then the actual Chief Wahoo is bigger.
That's pretty cool.
And, like, that's one of the main reasons why I bought it, because of that. I'm like, oh, my God, like, this hat looked so much better. And then they went to that tiny logo. It just...
I have one of those. It's, like, a World Series, like, from the last time they went.
Yeah, I have that one.
I have that one, and then I had... I got, like, a random one with, like, the big logo. And I think it's a color variant, but I didn't realize it. It's, like, black and red. But it doesn't look like it, because, like, the logo is colored.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it, but, like, the hat seems like it's a color variant.
So all the... Blue is black?
Yeah.
And the That sounds kind of cool.
And like, I don't think I bought it knowing it was, but like, it looks like it's got like the really big logo on it, which I like.
Yeah.
Because I really don't have any other of those. The only one I have like a All-Star Game Diamondbacks hat. So It's got the A. Because I have like a 5 or 6 Diamondbacks hats.
I used to want the original logo hat.
The one with the D? Or the one with the A?
Love the A.
Yeah. Because with the purple and gold? That would be the color, the teal, purple, and gold.
Was that turquoise in there too? Or teal, whatever. I had family down there. And I went there in 1996. And I had my cousin, he was already wearing a Diamondbacks hat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was pumped.
Yeah, that was our first team down there.
Yeah, he was like, well, yeah, we're getting this team. And I'm like, man, it's still a couple of years. So what, they were 99?
World Series in 01.
God, yeah, I remember that. I wanted him to send me a World Series hat.
I have a World Series t-shirt from there.
Wow.
It's super small, obviously, but I'm sure I can find it if I looked hard enough.
Somewhere in mine, I think I have it. I have a 97 World Series.
That's pretty cool.
Doesn't fit me for shit.
The first hat I had is a, it's from 96 or 95. It was Sandy Alomar signed hat. And I literally just sat there and yelled for him the whole time. And then he came up and signed my hat.
And I was before the game?
Real pumped. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was real pumped.
I had 2 signed hats. One I gave away. The very first Indians game I went to was a free hat day. And it was so old, like the logo on the side was Dairy Mart. Like,
wow.
Actual Dairy Mart. I mean, this was like 95, I want to say. Because I know it wasn't 94. So one of my favorite hats I ended up going to, and this was a real game, Akron Arrows versus the Cleveland Indians.
Huh.
Crazy exhibition game, and I got it signed by Omar Vizquel, Chad OJ, Charles Nagy. Gave that away to a friend of mine years later, who was like my little brother. I was like, you like baseball more than I do at this point. Here, to have this. There's one other hat that I have signed. And it was after a game, like at the parking lot, where if you wait, sometimes you get lucky and get some autographs. I got my favorite player to autograph, my hat.
Who is that?
It looks like shit. Kenny Lofton.
There you go.
Right up there. You can vaguely see his...
Very small, but you got it.
Yeah, and that hat just looks like garbage now, but it's a, for obviously for those who are listening, it's a World Series 1997 hat, but it's one where it says World Series on, it has the Major League Baseball logo, it says 97, then has the Florida Marlins and the Cleveland Indians. And like, I was wearing it to the game that day for whatever reason, and he actually signed it. I was like, well, I can't never wear this again, but at the same time, I was like, it doesn't look like his autograph, and I can't feel, it's like, it feels weird, like, hey, I got his autograph. That doesn't look like it. But I don't think anybody else.
But you have the story.
Yeah, I have the story. So and he's all like, I think he's one of the most popular Indians.
Oh yeah,
of our lifetime. Maybe even, I kind of won't say of all time because there's just a lot of legends. But let's say since the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, he even came back like 2005. He was back on the team, right? Because that's when
seven.
It was 07.
I want to say it was 7. But I know when they inducted Vizquel into the Cleveland Indians little Hall of Fame that they have, like, he was one of the people that showed huge pop. Like, we still love him.
Oh yeah, he's great.
Love him.
He was one of the most electric parts of that whole golden age of Cleveland Indians baseball in the 90s.
Like, I think of all my athletes that I want to meet, like of my childhood, that were like my heroes, because I've already met Brett, I've already met Sean, Kenny Lofton, and Shaq.
Oh yeah. My dad for years was telling me, oh, Shaq's coming to Cleveland. I'm like, dude, you're wrong. Shaq's coming to Cleveland. Dad, there's no way Shaq. Oh, my, he's here. What is going on?
I have a jersey from every team.
His jersey from every team?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
2 of which I wore as a kid. I still have my original Magic jersey.
Okay.
Which, as much as when people think Magic jerseys, they think of the nice pinstripe. Black or the white one? No, the baby powder.
You got the blue one?
Yes. I hate that one.
I love random, like, the alternate jerseys.
Okay.
I love those. Okay. The new Miami jersey this year that they have that's black, neon pink, and neon blue.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Like, I love all those, like, weird, tacky, like, I love this. I love my favorite color is safe. Like, it's like normally it's just normal green, but my favorite like random color is safety green, like that like bright ass Nike green.
Okay.
So like when the Seahawks have those jerseys, I love it. Like it's just like, I don't know. I just, the random alternate jerseys always get me.
I'm weird on the crazy colors only because as a Bears fan, I bought an orange jersey.
Who?
And I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. I got it in. Granted, knowing what I know about jerseys, it was a fake, but still. a bright ass fucking orange jersey. I wore it like twice. Because people ask, like, because I wore it into work, but I didn't like wear it while I was working because we had uniforms. They're like, looks like you're going out hunting. I'm like, God damn, it does. Fuck these jerseys. I can't wear them anymore. Because I know people who are like, oh, I really love orange jerseys. I'm like, you like it? You might like it till you buy one. You could change. You might stay. Hey, whatever. But yeah, that then like the brown, I know the Bears, they brought it back. That orange.
Yeah.
Hate it. Still hate it.
Still hate it?
Because they were taken, getting rid of the, not getting rid of, They still have them, but now it's, they don't use the throwbacks as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those throwbacks. And if you've ever played Madden, the worst ones, though, is the 1920s throwback, which is like a god-awful stripes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
They have a bad one, and then, like, the Steelers, like, their Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are ugly.
Yeah, those are rough.
Like, I don't like Steelers uniforms as is, but they do have throwbacks that look similar to the Bears one, and almost like the color rush for the Browns.
Yeah.
So I'm like, eh, those aren't too bad, but it's a, yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of tangents there when it came to sports. Yeah, I think the most that I have, I don't know about you, might be baseball, but
I'm the most baseball.
I have to double check. I think I'm in between whether it be in baseball having the most of or football, or I should say the Indians, because I have a lot of Indians, but I've gained a lot of like Bears hat. And now more Browns hats. Because the other thing, too, I'm not a big fan of, like, some of the logos of the Browns.
No. Because I have one that just says Browns, with like, a draft hat. Yeah, no. And then I have, like, the dog one. It's, like the half, like, drawn dog face. You know what I'm talking about? Not the dog pound face, but, like, the newer one they've been using.
Yeah, yeah.
I have that.
I don't mind that one. Like, I don't mind the dog one. But, like, the helmet, I for some reason, I always feel like it looks too childish.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I think of, like, you think of, like, the generic shirts for kids that it's like just a generic football helmet. Mm-hmm. It's like one color or something. Like it's basically the Browns helmet, but just different color. And then I love the elf though.
See, I never was into the elf.
I wasn't until like there's a particular hat that I fell in love with. It's all black. The elf is in color, which really he's black, white, and or maybe black, white, and orange, or maybe a little bit of brown too, but not much color to him.
Yeah.
And then the hat, like on the brim, like right up front, it said Browns. Just like right on the, actually the tip of the brim.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love that hat. Like I bought it at Target for like $10. And I've not been able to find one that I like as much. For whatever reason. Just like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do an orange hat. I don't want to do white. That's the other thing. Like, I can't do white.
No. I like white jerseys.
I don't have the luck of wearing white and getting away with it.
Okay.
As in like, oh, let me eat something.
Yeah, I 100% understand. Oh. I have an Ohio State jersey that didn't last very long because of that.
And then, like, sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, for some hats.
Yep.
Where it's just, like, if you don't, like, really get on taking care of that, like, you can ruin a white hat, like, quick.
Very quickly.
I know you're a big fan of Disney movies.
Yes.
And I know one of your top favorites. Well, actually, technically, I'm all if they haven't changed. But one's being re-released.
Lion King.
Oh, no, there's two. Fuck, there's two of your favorites are getting remade this year.
Yeah? What's the other one? See how well you know me.
Aladdin.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, Aladdin is. Yeah, Aladdin is.
Oh, did you forget Aladdin?
No. It goes, some of my, like...
Lilo and Stitch, Toy Story, Lion King.
So you did listen to that Kick Out of Two podcast.
Yes, I did.
There we go.
Friends of the show.
I've totally forgot about Aladdin getting remade. Like I
really?
I know.
Because everybody won't shut the fuck up about it.
Get over it. The genie's blue. Like, it's a thing. Just let it happen. Just, like, go see the movie. If you don't like it, oh well.
That's the kind of issue we're in. I feel like every time a movie gets announced, people want to, like, go crazy over it in one way or another. Whether they go crazy in a good way or crazy in a bad way. Where it's just like, from my fandom, all right, we're going to reboot Ghostbusters and we're going to make it all female. And, like, people went crazy. Granted, for the beginning, I was one of them.
Yeah.
I thought it was a dumb idea. And some of the casting they had behind it, I hated. But I'm like, as a fan, I'm going to go watch it. And I don't think it was that bad. Like, was it the greatest movie ever? Was it better than the first one? Oh, fuck no. First one's the best. But I always say, 2 really wasn't that good. And it was no better than 2. So...
I've never seen them. I've never seen Ghostbusters.
Too scared?
Nope. I just have never... Like, I don't like horror movies. I've really never seen any. But also, like, I was just never, like, into ghosts or anything like that when I was younger. So I just never got into it now.
What year were you born?
92.
Okay. Because me... I was 86.
Yeah.
So by the time I'm at the age of like wanting toys and like and cartoons.
That's what was out.
them, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. So I've kind of got it. Like, I kind of know about Ninja Turtles. Like, I'm not like,
because they won't go away.
I've watched it, like the original cartoon, and like I've watched like obviously like random stuff in the movies and this and that. But I've never like gotten super into it where I have to get the toys and I have to get this and that. Because like my era, the first like toys I remember getting were like Beast Wars and like I remember like that and like Pokemon. Like those were like kind of like my era.
You're Pokemon.
Yeah. And you're just shaking your head.
No, it's me, because I can't get... I was, whatever age that it really started to hit over here, I felt like I was on the bubble, where I knew people that were a couple years younger than me that liked it, and people that were a couple years older than me and hated it. Granted, there was definitely people younger than me that hated it, and people that were older than me that loved it.
Right.
But I felt like the common census was, well, I know my friends that are a couple years younger, they love it, a couple years older, they're obviously too old for it, just didn't get into it. And I think the game is what got a lot of people... And I forget what my Game Boy situation was at that point. I think I lost mine, and I didn't get one for another couple years. Because granted, one of my favorite games of all time is Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
Right.
Which kind of has that overtop view, and I could probably got into the RPG aspect.
Mm-hmm. It's never did.
I played one RPG in my life. I've beaten one RPG in my life, and I loved it.
Which game?
Super Mario RPG.
Oh, okay.
Love that fucking game.
I think I played that once.
From my point of view, hard. But that's only because...
That's what I've heard.
The end boss is really tough, and what I learned... I had to, like, learn the strategy. Because I was just used to, if I need, like, assistance or whatever, like, certain power-ups.
Yeah.
But I learned the greatest thing to have is just a fuck ton of inventory of what... In that game, they call it pick-me-ups, which you use to revive a down teammate. So, there's a...
Just stockpile all that and hope for the best.
Well, it's in between that, and there's a... boss in the middle of the game that's like a side quest boss. Like, you don't have to face him to advance. But if you can beat him, he gives you an accessory or whatever they call it in that game that prevents certain amount of damage. So when you go back against that final boss, like, that's how I beat it. I went back. I was like, let me try to beat this dude. Literally took like an hour, if not longer, or just felt like a long damn time. And then whatever I got for beating that dude went to the end. If I think the big boss was named Smithy or something, and beat him. But again, it took like another hour. Then I had to stockpile pick-me-ups in that game for both battles, but that's the furthest I got.
Yeah, I don't play too many RPGs. Like, I don't even like really play video games that much. Like, I bought like last year's WWE 2K, and I played it twice. Like, I really don't like... I have a Nintendo Switch, and I like played Pokemon, like Super Smash Bros. But like,
has one.
Other than that, like, I barely play it.
Or is it a time? Well, for you, it might be no. I would say, is the Nintendo Switch worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody I know has one.
I love it. It goes, I wish that I consciously am more social than I am. Like, I would rather go and, like, if I'm at, like, a show or I'm doing something, I would much rather go and, like, talk to someone than, like, just sit there and play my game.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why, like, I'll bring my Switch on a road trip and I'll play it maybe for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't know. I'm just more of a social person than I, like, then I, you know, try to be like, I'll be, oh, I'm going to play this game. I can't wait. And then 15 minutes later, I'm like, hey, so what's your favorite color? And like, that's, and then we go off. Like, just like much of this podcast, like my conversation's going crazy tangents.
We specialize that on
this podcast. Oh, I know that very much.
Which I'd, because that's natural conversation where it's like you start on one thing and you just keep going, keep going.
It's much better than when you start training. Who is your first match? When did you do this? It's a very robotic, like, forced conversation.
Let me ask your opinion on this, because this is a conversation I had with a wrestler that I'm going to interview later on this week. Shit happened. I can say her name at this point, because by the time this comes out, it'll be done. But Jinx.
Yes.
We had a conversation about, like, interviews and podcasts or whatever. And it wasn't like me.
I think I was standing there next to you guys when you had this conversation in Akron.
Where it was, some people conduct interviews, like job interviews.
Yeah.
And it was just like, so, when did you start wrestling? Who was your favorite wrestler? And what was it like?
Your three references.
Yeah, like, pretty much. And the example I'll use is Magnum CK. The dude will do, or at least when he was wrestling, was doing a million interviews.
Right.
I could tell you how he got started, because I heard everybody ask him. And I'm like, okay, when I interview, we're not going to talk about that, because I already fucking know.
Right.
Like, we'll talk about other stuff. Like, I know... you were a part of, you know, you had the movie and people weren't really asking about the movie anymore. Let's talk about the movie. Or you were involved in acting. I was involved in acting in high school. Let's talk about that. Just different things.
Right.
Not in every interview comes out perfect, but when people pull those, I'm just like, I roll my eyes like, ugh. The only time it's acceptable, and I look back at my catalog, I hated doing it, but it was fine. Joshua Bishop. Because I was his first fucking interview, so I could ask him all the questions.
How many times did he mention TNA? Because that is his favorite professional wrestling organization.
Fun fact about him now. I get the High Spots box.
Yep.
Every time there's something TNA, I give it to him.
I bet he loves it every time.
Well, I just started at the Akron show because there was a drawstring TNA bag that I got sent. It was for their 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And then that was 1 month. And the next month, they sent me a TNA hat. So I put the hat inside the bag. I walked up to him. I'm like, here. And he's like, what the fuck's this? And I'm like, well, look at the bag first. He's like, whoa. And then he like opens up, sees the hat. Oh, my God.
Josh literally thought there was only WWE, TNA, and PWO when he started.
That's my favorite story. I think he might have said that on the interview. God. You'll get a heads up on this now. Just don't say anything to him. When I see him at the show Friday, I recently got another box.
Oh, geez. You getting more TNA memorabilia?
They throw in like something TNA every time. And this, I was like, what the fuck?
Is it like a Jeff Jarrett guitar or a Dixie Carter action figure or one of the things in the warehouse that they just...
It says Impact Wrestling.
Okay.
So it tells you the timeline. It's a flag.
Well, that's a random item.
Of the beautiful people.
Yeah, that is the most random piece of merchandise I think you could ever have.
It was sent like all sealed up. I mean, the whole box, obviously, yeah, but that particular item, sealed up in a plastic bag. Obviously, it's a flag. It's very flat. And I'm like, the fuck's this? I could tell there was something. Like, I could see, like, legs and everything, but, well, part of it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I open it up. It's a fucking flag of the beautiful people. I'm like, Joshua Bishop's getting this. I don't fucking want it.
I'm definitely not going to tell him.
So, I try to fold it back up, but it's in my my bag that I wear, the bag that I take to shows. So,
did you see that? I forget what Twitter account it was, but like when the shop TNA was still up, mm-hmm. they would go and see how many items of each were left. So it'd be like, how many Jeff Hardy Creatures of the Night necklaces do they have left? And he would like punch in the number, mm-hmm. and it would come up. Oh, there are 9,000 necklaces left. There are 17 Jeff Jarrett signed guitars left. And he would go and try to find out what the max number he could put in the shopping cart was. And it was like a mind, but like to see how many like pieces of merchandise were still left. Like I forget what Twitter account it was, but for a while I would just keep seeing them post.
Wow.
Like it was like a bunch of like random things.
The thing that I want to do, but I'd have to have some sort of talent to get signed by WWE, is to go through their warehouse.
Oh, just the warehouse?
Well, because I've heard the story from multiple people about how there's like a warehouse of like all their old merchandise.
Oh yeah, it'd be awesome.
And you can go in there and like take whatever you want.
Huh.
That part, I don't know if it's true, but still, there's a warehouse of, like, old merch. And I'm not talking just like, oh, here's leftover John Cena shirts. No, it's like it's like random shit.
Yeah.
Because if you really think merchandise really, really started in the 80s, so you have just think Hulk Hogan.
You have decades of merchandise that are in there. Plus how many stand-ups of, like, the different, like, arcade games and pinball machines and stuff like that they had to have.
I mean, if you just think of just general merchandise, everything Hogan.
Yeah.
Which, at that time, like, God, he was on everything.
Yes. Except the George Foreman grill.
And then you move forward a little bit, and you have the Attitude Era stuff. When, like, those, like, you could buy shirts and hats at Walmart.
Yeah. Like the third-party stuff?
Yeah.
That they were, if I could talk today. They were, leasing out their trademark on it.
Yeah. And there's a fuck ton of that shit. I mean, I had a lot of it, but you think there's a warehouse that has everything. And even, like, some of the things that I remember from the catalog, like, random shit. Like, mm-hmm. whether it be the 90s or 2000s, like, I know one part of time they sold thongs. Because I know they had Alita one.
Of course.
Because, like, at that time, like, of the Attitude Era, of course you're going to sell that shit. I remember, a particular Stone Cold Skull ring. I mean, there's just...
So much, like, different style merchandise they had then. Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a warehouse that has it all. I'd love to go through that shit.
Just go through, row by row and just see what they got.
God, that'd be great. That and the warehouse in general, if you've seen videos of that. Mm-hmm.
I have. SmackDown Fist.
Well, that, the ring from WrestleMania 1. Oh, God. And you know you don't see all of it.
No.
Whether parts being boxed up or just like, oh, we're not going to show you this part of the warehouse. Fuck. And there's a dude who, that's his job, is curate that shit.
Yeah.
God. All right. We're going to start to wrap this show up, and we're going to do what we always do. We're going to hit you with the Fave 5 questions.
Hey, this is Booker T, 5-time champ, and this is the Fave 5 questions. Now, can you dig it?
All right. Question number one. This is a new one, which I haven't used as much lately.
All right.
Rank the fast food chicken nuggets. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. You can do 1-3, 3-1.
Burger King is definitely last.
See? Everybody says that.
Chicken fries, though, are there a different... I count them differently. Chicken fries at Burger King, though, are great.
The tenders were good back in the
number
day,
Number two is McDonald's. Number one is Wendy's. But if Wendy's brought back the spicy nugs, it's over. Like, Wendy's would win in a landslide. Spicy nugs are where it's at.
Yeah, you put Wendy's number one?
Yeah.
Do you get booked a Black Label Pro or no?
No. I mean, maybe. I have to find out WrestleMania weekend.
I mean, I don't know. I'll let Mikey know this shit.
I mean, but I'm not a nugget guy.
The conversation I had with him about that shit, granted, he's like everybody else, Burger King number three.
Yeah.
But
my grandpa called it the burger death. It was I could never get over it. It's still the funniest thing to me.
Yeah. Selling nuggets, what, 10 for $1.50?
Yeah. Every time I see that commercial on, I'm just like, that doesn't even look appetizing.
No. Like, even the ones you get in the dollar frozen meal section. Like,
that'd be better quality than that.
I mean, I think they give you 4 for a dollar, and you get other food.
Right.
Yeah. Question number 2. Wings, bone in or out?
In.
Okay,
bone out is chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, chicken tenders.
What have you. They're not... Wings are wings, and, like, I understand calling them boneless. I'll call them boneless, but, like, if we're going to get technical, I mean, all they are is just chunks of chicken.
Yeah. Again, the main reason why I asked that question, I'm trying to find the person that can just give me a... reason why, you know, bone out's the best.
Yeah, there's no reason bone in is the best. I don't know why anyone would choose bone out, unless they just don't have the patience to eat a real wing.
I think half the experience of eating a wing is the bone.
Yes, and like wings are my favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, like not having them is just rough. So I can't wait till I can finally eat them again.
I know I'm getting some for my birthday. I'm trying to figure out like where we wanted to go or where I wanted to go for my birthday. And I'm like, I haven't had Quaker steak in a while.
Quaker steak is good.
Love me some Quaker steak.
Yes.
Them or B-dubs. What do you think?
If I had a pick and I had like full choice, I would choose Quaker steak.
Okay.
But like if in a pinch it goes, I know there's always a B-dubs around.
I'll travel further for Quaker steak. I've had bad experiences. I don't like their sauces.
At B-dubs?
No.
It goes, yeah, I understand that. And sometimes they don't have a consistency on how they prepare it. Sometimes it's just like slathered in sauce. Sometimes it's light sauce. Like you don't really get a at least Quaker Steak's a little more it was a little more consistent.
Have you had Wingstop?
I have had it once.
I've not had them. Like, are they good, bad? Like, where would you?
I had it in Boston.
Okay.
After I did the Beyond tryout in September, so me and AJ Gray ordered it to the venue and ate it after the tryout.
Okay. Because I want to try them because people will be like, they're the best ever. And I'm like, I don't know.
I remember them being good.
Yeah. Because I'm wondering, are they comparable to Quaker Steak?
I don't know. I'll have to try it again.
Yeah, that's because I know there's some in the area, right?
Yeah, there was one by where I used to live over by Mount Carmel.
Okay. So that's definitely one. Question number 3. I'm giving you a lot of food ones. I shouldn't do that because you're on a diet. kind of food related, but ketchup on hot dogs. How do you feel about them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for that, but like I'm either cheese dog or I'm hot dog with ketchup. That's it. I don't like mustard. I don't like mustard.
Okay.
I don't do like the crazy ones. Like give me some bacon on it. Like that's cool. But like other than that, like I'm real basic.
I don't understand the hatred some people have for ketchup.
I don't know. I love ketchup on everything. Not on everything, but
yeah.
But like ketchup on a burger, ketchup on a hot dog, I'm all about it.
I feel like the backbone of this area is like I grew up, everybody loved ketchup.
Yeah.
That's what I thought the consensus was. Then I got older and there was the internet and people were just like, it's horrible. And I'm like,
no, it's
what?
No, ketchup is great. Like if I could describe my love of ketchup in a GIF, it would be for some reason in the anime, Pikachu loved ketchup and he would like carry around a bottle with him. Like that was me.
I always love, and I don't know what ketchup it is. People try to say it's Heinz. It sounds like I said Hunt's and Heinz. It's not Heinz. McDonald's ketchup. It's not labeled on the package.
No.
I used to work there. But their ketchup...
It's good.
If you dip the... Like, dipping the nuggets in it... Oh.
It is good.
The best.
Yeah.
like working there and just having like the dispenser that Pat the Catcher just like put a little bit on it. Just eat. Oh, like, I don't know what it is. And people would be like, oh, it's Heinz. I'm like, where does it say Heinz on there?
Right.
Oh my God. I never noticed. Yeah. It doesn't. Not even on the boxes it came in. Never said
Heinz.
Where
does it come from? We never know.
It's the real mystery. And it goes great with their food. And the thing that I always love about them is, like, when they make burgers, and I don't know much about Wendy's or Burger King, all their sauce dispensers are meant to, like, one-click dispense the same amount. And there was a differently separate ketchup and mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Mustard, very little. Ketchup, three times more, maybe, we'll say.
I believe that.
But I felt like when I went to, like, Wendy's, they're just like, all right, ketchup, mustard, like, they have, like, a bottle. So sometimes, like, you could just get that overpowering mustard taste, which I'm not a fan of much either.
Nope.
Like, I'll eat it, mustard, but it needs to be that ratio of 75% ketchup, 25% mustard.
Yes, 100%.
Well, that's what the 2500. Okay.
Center math.
Question number four, Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Okay. Smart man. Pepsi.
I would say cherry Pepsi in a bottle is good. Also, Pepsi is the only one that has cherry vanilla in a bottle that you can get at a gas station.
Mm.
But this is my, like, you can ask anybody what my one vice is on the road. If I can find somewhere with a Coke Freestyle machine,
okay,
I will go there. Like, I purposely will. Like, if we are in the South, I know we're going to Zaxby's for one reason. I can get a Coke Freestyle on my way home.
Because Zax sauce is amazing?
Yes. That's not the point. But no, I know exactly I can get a Coke Freestyle. And like, on my way home from Alpha One, I know there is one rest stop in Canada where I can stop and get a Freestyle.
That was brought up on Kick At It too. And I text Jesse. And I was like, oh, let me pull up the text. Because it was my legit reaction. I was like, yo, Freestyle machines are the best. The ability to make recipes on your phone and use them with them on the machine via QR code is the future. And then I put in parentheses, like, it's from the DCR episode. Yeah. Ugh. Like, that's what I like.
Yes.
Because I found some, like, really cool recipes online. Like, oh, if you mix this, it's the best. Like, I mean, let me actually pull it up real quick. I'm actually mad because there's a BurgerFi here in Cuyahoga Falls. They were open at one time, then they shut them down. And then when they brought it back, the Coke Freestyle machines don't have the QR code reader. And I was pissed because I was like, that's why I use it. So I can use my little recipes where I have a one that's root beer float. I have Dr. Barks, which is half Dr. Pepper, half Barks root beer.
Yeah. I mean, you can still make it yourself.
But it's that precision because like on the recipe thing, you can put how much is supposed to come out at once.
Yeah.
So it'll automatically have it for you. Another one is Grapevine, which is Grape Sprite and Grape Fanta.
Ooh.
That's really... Cherry Sundae, which is just...
Cherry Coke and cream soda?
Cherry Sprite and Vanilla Sprite.
Ooh.
That one's really good. Then there's some on here that I don't remember if I've had yet or not. One is Lemon Lime Coke, which is just Lemon Coke, Lime Coke, and Sprite.
Huh.
And then I made Super Cherry Coke, which is Cherry Coke and Cherry Sprite.
My order is always Cherry Vanilla Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm.
That's always my go-to. That's what I always get.
I think the one thing that I love is because Burger King, because I know they have Freestyle machines, but like as a kid, I always got a Suicide. Like, just give me everything and just put it all in one. I mean, have a crazy, crazy taste.
That's what you call it?
That's what I was always told they were called.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I used to always do it, and then a friend was like, oh, yeah, that's called a Suicide. I'm like, okay.
I never knew.
I think maybe it's because of the suicide exercise.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's because it's kind of the same.
Back
like,
and forth,
you know,
back and forth, yeah.
I always hated that. But, yeah, now with those, there's just so many options.
Very much. A lot of options.
And now you'll run into places where it's like, oh, like Surge, and now Burger King. And I just saw a thing like, oh, yeah, there's variants. It's not just Surge. It's like Surge in whatever flavor they have. I'm like,
Grape Surge.
Yeah. There's like Grape Surge and maybe a Cherry Surge. I'm like, fuck.
It's like the Game Fuels they came out with from Mountain Dew. Because there's like not like eight different or like four or five different variants of it. Now you can get in a can.
I prefer the original pop Game Fuel.
Okay, the red one, right?
Reddish orange.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I've never been a big fan of like Mountain Dew or its variants. It's just not my cup of tea.
Mm,
if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Not my cup of pop.
That's what I should make, Coke or, not Coke, but a pop or soda. Cause
it's definitely pop. Anyone that says soda can get out.
I've talked to people around the world, And I've gotten, like, different answers. Mm-hmm. Not just pop or soda. There's, like, soda pop. There's something, like, there was a weird one in Europe and England. Fizzy drink.
Yeah.
Like, when people go, oh, it's pop or soda, I'm like, you realize there's a lot more to that than just those two in the argument. We're just stuck on it. But I always felt like I understand why people call it soda.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why it's called pop. I understand why even to put them together, it's called soda pop. If you want to call it soda, if I say pop, just understand I mean soda, if that's what you think.
Right. Like,
it's just translation in your head.
We know already. Just, we don't got to argue about it. But if you say soda, you're wrong.
Well, I know one question I don't have to ask you, Sheets or Wawa, because I know that answer. Because you said Wawa was bad.
I had a bad experience at Wawa.
Yeah.
They put guacamole on my quesadilla. I'm not happy.
My thing is just being in this area, we don't have Wawa.
Mm.
And I can't do a fair comparison.
I like Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as like a place. Like, I like it. Like I've gone to Philly a handful more times.
Cookies and cream milk?
Never had it. They have a freestyle machine.
Oh, I haven't been to one since I got into freestyle machines. All I know is when I went to the one, some of the ones in Orlando, none of them had cookies and cream milk. They didn't have like a spot for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck? That's what everybody talks about in Philly. And I had, that was like the first time I had it, I picked that up, even not knowing that was the popular milk to get. All right. Question number 5, physical media or digital media?
I'm like 50-50 now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I like going out and buying the DVDs, but I found myself more often just like watching it on like Netflix, like a show or anything, or like searching it out online rather than like going to the store and buying it.
Well, have you ever bought like actual digital copy?
Yes.
See, that's like the big game changer for me. Like, I love physical media. Like, you can see in this room, yeah, there's physical media. And I'm all, because I was once in printing, that's jobs, and
yeah,
I understand what all that is about. But when I can just like sit on my couch, hit a button, and make the movie play, and I can maybe like come, like leave, not open up that app for a month, and it'll have it right where I was. And
like certain movies at this point, I'll buy. Like, I bought Jurassic World, like the new one that came out. Like, I actually bought that on DVD.
Yeah.
I bought Infinity War on DVD. Like, I buy like movies I'm really excited about or like, mm-hmm, super into, but like, I like other movies, like, I won't go out of my way. Like, I love Marvel, but like, I'm not going to go out and buy Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'll just watch it on Netflix, because I don't like, I love Paul Rudd, but I don't need to own it. Like, do I need to own Anchorman? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to own, like, you know, random movie Y? No.
Funny thing is, those two Marvel movies are the only two I don't know. And I'm a huge fan of Infinity War, obviously.
Yes. You can't tell by the shrine to Thanos over there.
But I have yet to buy that because the digital version came out like 2 to 3 weeks earlier.
I got that too.
And I was just like, literally at midnight, I was like, and bye. And I started like watching like the first hour of it. And I'm like, all right, shit, I gotta go to bed. But I have not yet. Like, I'm like, fuck, I need to buy that physical copy because I actually have all of them. And the thing is, too, now most copies come with a digital copy.
Yeah, it comes with a digital copy, a Blu-ray, and a DVD.
Mm-hmm. Or even just a Blu-ray and a digital copy. Makes it so worth it. I think that's the big thing, because we never got that with DVD to Blu-ray or VHS to DVD, where it's like, well, if you buy this VHS, you get this free DVD. Then they realize, like, people are getting tired of rebuying movies so many times.
Yes.
Here's just a digital copy. Just take it. So worth it.
There are some movies I would buy again just to have them on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
But like Rush Hour 2, I would buy that again on Blu-ray. I just got to find it.
Even on Blu-ray?
I hope.
I don't know if I've ever seen Rush Hour 2.
Best one.
I've seen one.
Rush Hour 2 is the best. That's where my weird love of Michael Jackson started, was because Chris Tucker just sings it in the movie.
Wow.
He's like, they're in a karaoke bar, and he's like up on, the guy's like ruining Don't Stop to Get Enough, and he's like, boo, get off the stage, and he's heckling him, and he gets up on stage and like kicks the guy off and then, mm-hmm, sings it, and it's like, what are you doing? We're supposed to have a low profile. Low profile? I'm 2 foot taller than everyone in here.
I don't know if I've seen that movie or not.
I think that's my all-time favorite movie. I don't know why, but like that and Jurassic Park are the two I could watch over and over and never get bored of it.
All right, I hadn't thought of a question number 6 for you. But, I don't know, this is a good transition, and I think it would be better than even something I thought of. Top 5 favorite movie. Doesn't have to be in order.
Yeah, Jurassic Park, Rush Hour 2, Lion King, for sure. That would be, like, it's like one of my animated ones that I would pick. I'm trying to think of other two. I'm trying to think of good ones that, like, no one else would have that I like.
See, like, for me, I have a definitive top 5.
Okay.
It's, and no particular order because some of them, I should say all of them, I like them for a certain reason, and some of it was early in my life, some was later in my life. Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Tommy Boy. The Dark Knight. Clerks 2. And Scarface.
Okay. Oh.
Quit fucking shouting.
Sorry. So, Rush Hour 2, Jurassic Park.
Lion King.
I would say probably Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
I could watch it over and over and never get bored of it. That or Talladega Nights, you could switch in and out.
See, that's a fun question I've had. I guess you picked Talladega Nights. Is what movie people like more, Talladega Nights or Step Brothers?
See, I like Talladega Nights a little more, but that's just because of my background. But Step Brothers is way more quotable, just because more people know those quotes off the top of their head.
I don't know.
If I say I'm burying you to someone, 9 times out of 10, they're going to get it, Step Brothers. But like if I tell them I'm going to cut this knife out of my leg with another knife, a lot of times people don't get it. Or they'll don't let the invisible fire get my friend.
I would have got that one. There's a lot of like just Talladega Nights references that I know.
Well, like a sleeper pick for a Will Ferrell movie is Semi-Pro. Like I love Semi-Pro, but I know a lot of people don't like
it. Yeah, that's low on like the list. I feel like when people are like, I love Will Ferrell movies, that one rarely gets brought up.
There's only one part that gets weird to me, and it's like when the dude's watching Jackie have intercourse with that chick. But other than that, goes at the whole movie. I never get weirded out. Like that movie's great.
I think
it's not as bad as like the skating one that Will Ferrell did. I forget
Blades of Glory.
Yep. It's not that one was bad. That was rough. I'm still waiting for the day he does a professional wrestling spoof because I think that'd be hilarious.
Do we need one? We already have Ready to Rumble.
I mean, Will Ferrell one, that'd be great. Imagine The Wrestler, but a comedy.
I feel like that's Ready to Rumble.
Well,
literally, everything they did in that movie would be, like, Will Ferrell-esque.
True.
Like, I think basically what they would have to do is remake Ready to Rumble with Will Ferrell being Jimmy King.
Okay, yeah.
Like, that's the way I see it.
Is that Ready to Rumble too?
Could you get WWE to be like, hey, you know this movie that you technically own now? Not technically, you legally own now. Can we do a sequel of it? We want a Will Ferrell.
Is that a Turner-owned property, or is that a WCW-owned property that's now WWE's?
Ooh.
That's an interesting question.
I think the only way you could find out is throw something on YouTube that is of Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, and see what comes up.
And to see what the strike comes up.
Yep.
If it's World Wrestling Entertainment, you go, all right, well, I guess you guys own it.
Or is it Turner? Or whatever the parent holding company is now at this point.
Or is it could be one of those things that maybe WWE owns the rights of because it's WCW, but obviously since the movie,
they distribute the rights for someone else.
Yeah.
And then I would say probably another one would be Spider-Man Homecoming. I like that better than the original Spider. I think they did it right, and I enjoyed that more.
Right, yeah.
Because I think that like I could watch that over and over and never get bored of it. Like obviously like all the like Star Wars is like always around, but yeah. Like I don't know if that's my like, top five. Like Empire Strikes Back is really good, but I don't know if that would be like top five. Like I got a bunch of like fringe movies, but I know my solid top three are Lion King and Jurassic Park and Rush Hour 2.
Like I know that's my top five, and then I know I had to do a top 10 last year, and like I think Lion King was in there. I'm trying to think what other movies that I know they're not. Godfather, the original. Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Turtles in Time. Or no,
that Secret was of the
Ooze. Secret of the Ooze. Okay, it was Shredder. It was,
Kevin Nash, it was Shredder. Oh.
The movie after they murdered Shredder didn't they murder Shredder in a garbage truck? Yeah. And no one said anything about it. It was just straight murder on a children's movie.
It's also the most successful independent movie of all time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
That's a huge fact that people always think Ninja Turtles, it's going to be this huge rights thing. No, like that movie was an independent movie. And isn't literally, last I knew, the most successful independent movie ever.
I didn't even think about that.
All right, let's wrap this up. We already did the Fave 5 questions, so any final thoughts for last-minute plugs before we go?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at DrDanDCR. And pick up a pamphlet, or if you want one sent to you, I can gladly send one to you, or send you an electronic copy, whichever you prefer. Email DanielCRockingham@yahoo.com. And if you have any questions, I'm available through that email, and it's attached to my hip, so you'll guarantee to get a hold of me.
Still no pro wrestling tee store?
No pro wrestling tee store. I'm a brick and mortar guy. You can come and find me.
It's respectable.
Let me know. I'll send it to you.
Any new shirts in the works?
I got a couple new shirts coming out with my new, a couple new things I've been cooking up, so I'll have them hopefully in the next couple months. Get them made, drawn, shipped, created. all that good stuff. Nothing, you know, pad to paper, but I've got ideas written down. I just got to get them drawn.
I like the Dr. Mario one.
Yeah, that was a good one. I was really happy with that one, and then I never got it made into a shirt, but like the Bruce Almighty spoof I had. I really like that one. I never got it made into a shirt.
I think I made the mistake with a Dr. Mario one. I told you I'd buy one, and then a WrestleRager, you reminded me, and I'm like, fuck. Well, here's money. I'll buy it. All right, and of course, you can find myself at HeavySet330 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but just much like you can find this show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. We have the merch store over at WaterManeuver.net. Said it once, say it again. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Check out our friends on the Trending Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Your Vision Showcase, Old School at the Movie, and Wrestling with Altitude. Check out our podcast friends, such as Pod Van Dam, Super Fantastic Podcast, Road Home from Wrestling, Kick Out of Two, The IndieCast, So Bros Network, Big Gold Belt Podcast, Spotlight Series, and I Got Your 5 Stars. Check out our other non-podcast friends, such as Thrift Store Jobber, The Savage Dash, Set Tab Photo, Powerslam.tv. Use Wrestling Cheers, all one word, and get your first month free. Ringside Shots Photography, Sickening Pictures, Wrestle Void, Key on Sports, Stay Tough, MidwestTerritory.com, Southern Underground Pro, and the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. That will do it for us here on Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, even if you really love Stitch. Later. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Would you like